W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Democrats continuing to debate the future of their presidential ticket and whether President Biden should stay atop it. Last night, the president held a critical solo news conference that eased questions for some but raised more concerns for others.
Biden mixing up his own vice president and his rival.
Look, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
Trump seizing on that moment, writing, "Great job, Joe." But Biden firing back, "Yes, I know the difference. One's a prosecutor and the other's a felon."
ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. A new cancer report finds nearly half of all cases and related deaths are linked with lifestyle choices, things like smoking, physical inactivity, and alcohol use. AT&T Wireless is a third-party cloud platform, was targeted by hackers in April. Records on customer phone calls and text messages taken, but the company says the information of them was not compromised. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Fête is back. Fête du Marquette is this weekend on the East Side. It's Madison's biggest neighborhood festival with art, food, live music, and activities. If you've never been, just know you will see some eccentric characters here. It's classic Madison and classic East Side. Fête is at McPike Park through Sunday. And we have a hot stretch ahead over the next few days, with temperatures in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Whatever gets you to drink more water, do it. Dr. Katie Noth from the University of Minnesota.
A lot of people do really well to just have some kind of visual reminder. So carrying a water bottle with them, having it with them, rather than sort of looking for water where they're at. You know, the more accessible it is, the more likely people are to drink water.
Last month, during a record-breaking heat wave, the CDC reported high levels of dehydration among people who needed emergency care, and that included here in the Midwest. So please stay safe when it's this hot out. That's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers avoided a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he really did. He's doing a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. Composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, "How are you today?" why don't you say, "Who did you help today?"
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 this afternoon. The wind today out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. It'll be humid with a high of 87. On Sunday, hot, humid, 91 with a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. We will replay Joe Biden in Madison last Friday and the Earl Ingram interview. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
We cannot ignore the most important material consequences of this court's unchecked corruption and its resulting influence. The suffering of the American people. We cannot ignore and pretend that this corruption is wholly unrelated to the millions of pregnant Americans now suffering and bleeding out in emergency rooms under the court's unleashing of extreme abortion bans across the United States, which was a key political priority of these undisclosed benefactors and shadow organizations surrounding Alito and Thomas's misconduct.
Wow. Yeah. She is correct. That was AOC talking about her articles of impeachment mm-hmm. that she's just introduced to the House. It is 7 minutes after the hour. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with the lovely Chris Lavoie.
Oh.
And the lovely John Fugelsang just made it. Whee!
Fugelsang just all right with me. Fugelsang just all right.
Hell yeah.
Oh, wow.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. So, Boston tomorrow.
Oh, is that where I'm going today in an hour on an airplane?
Yes.
I'm so excited. It's going to be great. Please, everyone in Boston, come to the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Talk All of Our Friends Off a Ledge Tour. It's the best tour we've ever had, and the most important one as well.
It absolutely is. So before we got on the air, we were talking a little bit about listenership on this show and on your show. And for this show, people are upset with the media's portrayal of the president, especially with the debate. A lot of them, and I agree, are saying, had we just dropped it a day or two like a normal news cycle, there would not be a problem right now. Because, yeah, he had a bad debate. We all agree with that. But so what?
Well, I mean, you know, after yesterday's NATO summit, I think it's going to have calmed a lot of people down.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, not our right-wing friends, because Joe Biden had a couple of gaffes. I'm like, oh, Biden had a couple of gaffes, so things are back to normal then? We're okay?
Yeah, exactly.
As opposed to the other guy who has a lot of gaffes and can't stop lying and raping, I'll take the mm-hmm. guy with a couple of gaffes. But yesterday he called Zelensky Trump,
uh-huh.
and I'm like, that's nothing.
No, he called him Putin.
He called him Putin. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I once saw a guy in a videotaped testimony confuse his second wife with a lady he raped. So this sort of thing happens all the time, Jody.
Exactly.
And you know, he caught himself as soon as he called him.
Yep.
He's President Putin, then caught himself. And that's so bad, I guess I've got to go vote for the guy who's cleaning Putin's boots with his tongue right now. I mean, no one's going to change their vote to Trump based on this. The concern is the people are going to stay home. And what I'm telling everyone every night, and most of my listeners agree that the president's being railroaded. A lot of my listeners feel, you know, 14 million. What about all the African-Americans that y'all like to brag are keeping this party going? They showed up and voted. Now, if the president were, and I'm not saying he should, everybody, if he were to have a outside, all of these people would still support the Democratic nominee. And what I just am trying to remind everybody, because I've got a lot of folks out there also who say, listen, we're afraid that Biden is going to lose against Donald Trump. Both sides here don't want Trump back in office. And we can all agree that come this November, we're all going to vote for whoever isn't personal friends with Roy Cohn, Jeff Epstein, Kim Jong-un, Vladimir Putin, and has child Nazi Nick Fuentes over to his house for Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah. We're all going to vote that way. We just got to remember the most evil people in our country really want to return to the awful Bernie fan, Hillary fan wars of 2016. We can still just disagree on what the right way to beat Trump is for the next few months. And again, I'm telling everyone this because people are frothy. If the White House were to decide, and it could only be Vice President Harris were he to step aside, and he's not going to, and I'm not saying he should. If he would, please put away your porno fantasies of Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom on a white horse. We have a line of succession. Mm-hmm. We have a nominee who would destroy Donald Trump in a debate, mm-hmm. a nominee who would be a prosecutor against the convicted felon, a nominee who would, by her very presence, put Roe v. Wade front and center, and who would put the age issue completely in the Republicans' lap. So we've got that, or our old guy who's already beat this man and is probably the safest bet in the country to get 270 electoral votes, the most legislatively accomplished mm-hmm. president of my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just feel like we got to stay calm. They won't announce anything before Donald Trump picks his running mate.
True.
Donald has to pick a horrible running mate, Jody, and it's either got to be the eyeliner model, the doughy eyeliner model, J.D. Vance, uh-huh. who called Trump Hitler and now polishes Trump's boots with his tongue,
yeah.
or Doug Burgum, who's literally being considered for one reason. He makes Donald Trump look young and sexy. That's the only reason. Doug Burgum brings no one to this ticket. We're talking about him because he makes Trump look young. That's the criteria going on here. So let Donald Trump pick a ticket that excites no one. Let's go forward, and I promise you what we're talking about and freaking out about in September won't be what we've been freaking out about for the last 2 weeks.
I agree with you on that. I think that the right wing went nuts because when the president got his first question, which seemed to take 100 minutes to ask, it was like the entire press conference was that first question to me because I turned it on. He's still questioning. I'll wait for the answer. Turn it back. He was still questioning. It was insane. Anyway, but he said he called Vice President Harris Vice President Trump. And it's like, really? Who cares?
I do that 20 times a day. I mean, he cares because he's under the harshest microscope that's ever existed. And for the first time in our life, first time in this country's history, a sitting American president is undergoing what the HR department calls a performance improvement plan.
Yeah.
A sitting American president is under a very, very, very intense audition to keep their job in public in front of all of us under all the scrutiny. And you know what? Joe Biden's a big boy. He's 81. He can handle it. If he can't, we deserve to know. So let's go have a campaign.
Well, even Donald Truthed, whatever that is, he said, crooked Joe Biden begins his big boy press conference with, I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, though I think she's not qualified to be president. Great job, Joe. And then Biden tweeted out later, by the way, yes, I know the difference. One's a prosecutor and the other's a felon.
Oh, I love it. I didn't even see that. But it's great because, of course, Donald Trump's going to be a petulant little bully.
Mm-hmm.
We don't expect anything adult out of him.
Right.
So he's going to say that sort of stuff, which now invites increased media scrutiny on Donald Trump's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of gaffes, not to mention his lies. You know, the real story yesterday, the real story to me yesterday, even more so than the NATO summit, was that after 2 weeks, the New York Times finally got it together to put out their op-ed that Donald Trump is not fit to be president. After 2 weeks of 1,900 Joe Biden is old stories, they finally come out there and remind us what this campaign's all about. It is between Trumpism and not Trumpism.
Right.
And I'm telling you, folks, we're picking what we want to watch. Right, Jody? Every time you vote, you vote for president, you vote for the show you want to watch for the next 4 years. Which reality show will it be? Folks, you're choosing to send Donald Trump back to the White House or to send Donald Trump to his next three criminal trials. And if he goes to the White House, it's a really crappy rerun we've all seen.
Very, very true.
That's three 3 brand new true crime series we can binge watch in 2025 while our president's not busy giving Alaska back to Russia.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you so much.
Let's watch 3 true crime shows next year together, everybody. I'm ready to binge with all y'all.
There you go. Hey, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Well, good morning. Oh, my gosh, John, thank you. I'm sitting there like, yes, yes, and that, too. It is astonishing to me. I watched a press conference where, Joe Biden had a gaffe in the beginning.
Yeah.
Big deal. He spent the entire time giving a master class in foreign policy, his knowledge of trade, on and on and on. The mainstream media, these rich, white, elite, protected, privileged men primarily need to stop. Enough is enough. And as you guys have been saying, everybody misspeaks. And by the way, I'm ready for bed at 8:30 at night, and I'm 59 years old. I've had
4:30.
Enough.
So oh, yeah, 4:30
here.
Yeah, and I'm 55.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's nonsensical. And it's gotten to the point where they are so ridiculous that they, I mean, it's just like, we're tuning them out, by the way. And we're listening to people like John Fugelsang, and we're listening to people like Hale Sparks. We're listening to people on Midas Touch Network. We're listening to people. Roland Martin is amazing. Mm-hmm. It is to our detriment if we piss off our base. Okay, black women are our base. They're pissed. Women are pissed. There are women bleeding out in Texas right now. There are women who are being charged for criminal charges against them for mishandling a corpse. Mm-hmm. Okay, because they had the audacity to have a miscarriage.
Right.
We have the climate change issue that we need to take some really aggressive action on. Right now, too, John, I don't know if you heard this, but apparently part of the Project 2025 agenda is to implement PragerU in homeschooling and also religious education. So basically, they're going to be indoctrinating these children to be a little brown shirt.
Yeah.
They're going to be the Hitler
Youth. Grooming. So, let's say grooming.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just tell people of what's going on. Let's grooming them to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, none of this is Christian.
Yeah.
Nothing they're fighting for. Nothing they're fighting for is Jesus. Christian nationalism is taking the teachings of Jesus and the will of the founding fathers out into the woods at gunpoint and digging two holes.
Yeah.
That's what Christian nationalism is.
Yep.
You have to hate the Bill of Rights as much as you hate the actual teachings of Jesus for Christian nationalism.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, have a wonderful day, honey.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, you guys. Great show.
Thank you.
Have a good one this weekend, too. Good luck in Boston, John.
I can't wait, man. I can't wait. I love Boston's like one of my favorite cities in the world. I went to BU when I was 18 and fell in love and had my heart broken for the first time. And I used to do an NBC morning show out of Boston, and it's one of the greatest cities in the world. We haven't played there in such a long time.
Yeah.
And so glad that Stephanie and Frangela and Hal are hopefully going to make their flight and get there in time.
No kidding. Speaking of reproductive rights that Karen just brought up, the GOP has blocked yet another reproductive rights bill. Isn't that sweet? They blocked it on Wednesday. It was the Reproductive Freedom Act, Freedom for Women Act. Senator Murray, Patty Murray of Washington, the protections enshrined in Roe would be restored, moving towards a future where reproductive freedom for all. The vote was 49-44. Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, thank you very much, voted with the Democrats. Schumer voted no so that he can bring the bill back up because that's just how things work there. But they blocked 3 bills on Tuesday which aim to affirm freedom to cross state lines for abortion care, protect doctors providing legal abortions from being punished for treating patients from other states, and support training for more providers. That's what bothers me, is the GOP is fine with somebody getting health care in another state as long as it's not abortion care.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll have a bounty and track you down. That's how much they value liberty. I mean, I think all I can add is a smart Democratic Party would reintroduce this bill every week between now and Election Day.
Same.
We made so much fun of our Tea Party cousins when they kept putting up that same old repeal Obamacare bill week after week.
Right.
70 failed Obamacare votes, how we laughed at them. They knew those votes were never going to pass.
Right.
They were doing it to rally the troops. And in the case of the Republican Party, they were doing it to make the troops pretend they were doing something for them.
Right.
This was back in the time of prayer against care, when they were getting right-wing Christians to pray that more Americans would die with no health care.
Right.
And they were calling a plan that forced you to buy private insurance socialism back then, when we were really stupid. But by getting out there and having the vote week after week, it rallied the troops and it let them know what the priority was. I would love to see this bill go up again and fail next week. And by the way, just yesterday, Arkansas, the folks in Arkansas got all the signatures they needed for the petition to go ahead and have it on the ballot this November. But apparently there wasn't a signature on a form, on an application form, and they were denied. After getting all the signatures, the Republican-controlled state of Arkansas is still keeping abortion off the state ballot this November. That's a story that was a blip yesterday.
Yeah.
It should be huge. Democrats, please, please reintroduce this bill next week and keep voting on it every week. Let the Republicans make fun of you. We know you need a way to convey to the people what you're doing. And by the way, if I could just say, this is the time for old man Biden, because he now has these freaking Marvel superpowers, the Supreme Court gave him. Go big on policy. Do something huge so we're not talking about your age. Go ahead and try to lower the age of Medicare to 50. Just do it. Executive order. Do it. Let us talk about that. Try to put four more courts on the Supreme, judges on the Supreme. Oh, I said courts instead of judges. I don't even the word. Executive order for four more Supreme Court judges. We should have 13. It's not nine courts anymore. We should just, we'll be talking about that.
Right.
Go big with legislation, even if it's doomed to fail, to get the media talking about what your narrative is and to remind the folks what you're fighting for.
Amen.
Get it off the age issue. Make it about the big, bold policies. This man just decriminalized weed at the federal level and moved cannabis to Schedule 3 from Schedule 1. We never thought this would happen, and no one made a thing about it. So go ahead. Go big. Have an executive order saying a felon can't be president. It's not going to work. Just do it so we talk about it.
Exactly. Go big. I'm with you. Preach, preach, preach. Preach. It is 22 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Dr. Marty.
Dr. Marty.
Yeah. Did you know, John?
He's a dried wonder.
He is. Did you know that your dog's food could be harming them?
I heard about this, possibly with AGES, and we all know what AGES stands for, but why don't you tell the two people who don't?
It stands for Advanced Glycation End Products. That sounds awful. It can
cause.
It does. It causes dangerous buildup in your dog's system and can make them act slower or older, and it may be connected to cancer, which is really bad because my cat died of that, so you don't want that. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love it, and Stephanie loves the fact that you can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, which makes Chris...
Cod Krispies!
He loves it.
My cats love to steal the Cod Krispies from the dog. We have war. It's fur Bosnia in my house. They're all they love Nature's Blend so much.
The dogs can't get enough of them. And so you need to go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
The more you hear it, the funnier it gets.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for. Cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Bonnie and Clyde love the taste, and I love it, too. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Uline is here for the hard workers, for the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen, working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
Burlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Burlo. American-made, locally crafted, welcome to Burlo.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 28 minutes after the hour. We are here with John Fugelsang, who is on his way to Boston today.
Yeah, he leaves for the airport right after this.
Yeah, he's going to skedaddle. As soon as a poor guy, you're being so sweet doing this because I know it's, you know, stressful to get to the airport on time, especially LAX. So. Yeah.
Cody, I'm so medicated, nothing stressful at this point.
Even LAX.
I'm in LA on I'm on writer's hell deadline. Nothing. Getting away to the airport is relaxing for me right now. I can't wait. I can't wait to spend hours in Cinnabon later this morning.
I hope you have lounge access with the amount of traveling you do.
Pay for it if you don't. I do anymore. I just pay for it if I don't have the access. I'm like, you're less people. It's nice. You get complimentary beverages. It's very nice.
Okay, that's less time I can spend in altitudes, but I'll consider it.
All right. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Back with more John Fugelsang on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new state panel is tasked with considering the future of the universities of Wisconsin system. Member Betsy Morgan is also the provost at UW-La Crosse. She says state universities need more money.
We no longer keep up with Quick Trip in terms of what we're able to pay our custodians. Does that make a difference? Yes. And I'm beginning to talk about keeping PhD faculty.
Among other things, there's talk of undoing the 1971 merger between UW-Madison and the rest of Wisconsin state schools. Quick Trip is opening its first distribution center outside La Crosse. Company officials broke ground on a 280,000-square-foot facility in DeForest just north of Madison this week. For now, Quick Trip supplies all its stores from one facility in La Crosse. 400 people will eventually work in DeForest. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This weekend will be a great one to cool off at some of our Madison beaches, and most of them are actually open. They've been closed a lot lately because all the heavy rain we got causes more bacteria to grow, making the water unsafe for humans and animals. All except B.B. Clark Beach and Warner Beach are open in Dane County. And a unique summer camp is next week, and it's free. The camp is called Blaze, Girl Trailblazers in the Trades. It's for girls and non-binary teens age 14 to 18. Hosted by the Madison Area Builders Association and the Boys and Girls Club of Dane County. It's at the McKenzie Regional Workforce Center. Students will get to experience carpentry, heavy machinery, interior design, electrical, siding, roofing, and architecture. The goal is to increase diversity in all these fields, which are often male-dominated. Next week, they'll build two sheds that will later be auctioned off to fund future programs. The camp is free, but you do have to sign up first. We'll have a link on our website, mad.radio. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high of 84 this afternoon. The wind today out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms. It'll be humid with a high of 87. On Sunday, hot, humid, 91 with a heat index in the mid to upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, currently at 74.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to the executive director of Gathering Waters. What are Wisconsin Land Trust Days? We'll find out. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Paul Regala, what did you see?
I saw substantive mastery. I mean, my goodness, it was a tour de force and a tour of the world. We talk a lot, of course, about NATO and Ukraine, but about China, about Israel, Gaza. He seemed to have the substance really at his command. Stylistically, though, You still had the soft voice. The substance was great, the style not. He is already getting static for slipping and saying Vice President Trump, which, you know, anybody could do that tougher. You know, just get an email.
He was talking to Anderson Cooper when he called him Tucker. That was Paul Begala talking about Vice President, President Biden.
Uh-huh.
See, everybody can do it. I don't care how old you are. His press conference yesterday. I'm Jody Hamilton. It is 34 minutes after the hour. Chris Lavoie and John Fugelsang and I are all here sitting in for Ms. Miller, who is in D.C. today, interring her mother with her father at Arlington. So please send some love and light to her because she's going to be going through it today. But tomorrow is Boston Sexy Liberal.
Right.
We are very excited about that. Chris and I know who the special guest is.
That's right.
We can't tell.
John doesn't know.
John doesn't know. Nobody but Stephanie, Chris, and I, and the other person that is involved knows. It's going to be very fun. It's very exciting. So if you don't have a ticket, please go get one, because otherwise you're going to have some serious FOMO.
Yep.
Come Sunday. Mark my words.
It's Milo Yiannopoulos, folks. I looked in the email.
John, come on, John. Why did you have
Kimberly
to blow
Guilfoyle.
It?
Kimberly Guilfoyle, former wife of Gavin Newsom, will be joining us on stage in Boston. We're very excited.
It will be off the chart with Kimberly, of course, because she looks so much like she used to. What did
TV
she do?
TV Scott Baio is our guest. TV Scott Baio joins us.
Kid Rock will be the opening act.
Oh, yes. I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
my generation's Leonard Cohen. Please, Kid Rock.
So you tweeted out this. It's fantastic. You asked a MAGA friend for one actual Jesus teaching that the GOP fights for, and you went on. Because what we do not come after you when it comes to religion, because you know your stuff.
Well, this is my thing. I'm writing a book about this, but I always ask every MAGA who messes with me if they actually have a crucifix in their bio. I just say, give me this. And you can all do this. One teaching of Jesus that MAGA fights for, one teaching of Jesus that Donald Trump has fought for legislatively, that the Republican Party has fought for in this century, chapter and verse, just one, you'll find out how little they know the Bible. They wave around like a prop. But I'm sorry, Jody, go ahead.
No, I'd love that you do that. I wish I knew it as well. I only went to my first communion, and that was, oh, gosh, a long time ago.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure your mom was interesting in other ways, Jody. We can't all have ex-nuns for moms.
That's true. That is true. And my dad was the only Catholic, so, I mean, that was why I had to do that. So there was that. Divorced.
God was looking out for you, you're saying.
Yeah, dad was divorced twice as a Catholic. So there's that.
Yeah, well, you can do that. You can do that in the right conditions.
It's true. Well, he had 8 children before he met my mother, so that's not a condition that they allow that sort of thing.
Ted Kennedy was allowed to receive Eucharist before he died, too. There's dispensational things that we don't need to get into that certain people can do for the Catholic Church to say, what? No problem. Because it's all man-made crap, folks. It's man-made rules. It's got nothing to do with Jesus or God.
Very, very true. Very, 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 very true.
Catholic dogma, God bless it. It's a bunch of men in dresses deciding rules for people.
Very true. Dana in Massachusetts, you're going to the show tomorrow? Dana?
Dana put the phone.
She put the phone. Sorry, Dana. They'll have fun with you tomorrow.
Dana's got it on mute, and she's screaming at you right now. And doesn't realize what she's doing.
Sue in Illinois. Hi, Sue.
I think you guys mean Sue in Rockville.
I do. It says Sue in Illinois. Sue. This is why I didn't know it was you. I should memorize your phone number.
I'm here in D.C. if Steph needs a cold drink after her. And, John, I want to wish you a great show. I'm eager to hear who the surprise guest is.
Oh, it'll be fun. Everybody's going to be so excited.
Uh-huh. Now, I need to say two things, mm-hmm. Okay? Number one, I have 6 grandkids, and the big joke in the family is how many names I roll through till I hit the right one.
Right.
I know. And the number one boy is turning 21 tomorrow. I think I remember his name. I'm not sure. And I'm a lot younger than Biden. Okay, so just everyone take a deep breath. We all have word retrieval issues.
Right.
But more importantly, I have to echo, Karen, save us. Please save us from rich white men who will be the last to suffer from Project 2025. Clooney's worth $500 million. Steve King, $500 million. Rob Reiner, $200 million. John Stewart, $120 million. Michael Moore, $30 million. George Stephanopoulos, $40 million. Even Jake Tapper, $16 million. And all the GOP billionaires who own over 90% of media.
Yes.
Now, they'll get hurt eventually, but we won't be alive to see it because we'll be taken down.
Right.
And I did, and may I add one thing, and I would love someone in media to actually do this research. There was a report this morning that the RNC is refusing the American Disabilities Group access, disability access to the RNC. Yeah, yeah, I'm just reading what I wrote. I've asked different reporters I actually respect if they can confirm it. But supposedly the RNC has said to the disabled, you're not welcome here. And if you know that back in 1939, Hitler killed disabled people first before they even went after the Jews, don't be surprised when we scream that if you unmask, if you look deep underneath the covers of Project 2025, it says Mein Kampf.
Yes, it does. Thank you, Sue. I did not know that. I definitely want to fact check that because that just seems illegal, doesn't it? To not allow people in that might be in a wheelchair, on a walker, or whatever it is. That seems illegal to me. Deaf folks, blind folks. I mean, this is, you're allowed to be placed.
The ADA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George H.W. Bush signed that into law. So, I mean, one of the, that was a good thing that he did. So
that was a very good. He had nothing to do with it. He just signed it into law.
Right.
But one of the greatest things government has done in my lifetime, the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Absolutely.
And let's not forget our the greatest president of the last 100 years needed a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And
at
a time when the press would agree to not photograph the president in a wheelchair because the president didn't want to compromise. I mean, the press didn't want to compromise the president's image, as opposed to now.
Mm-hmm.
Anything this president does, and again, he's 81 with a stutter, folks. I fell asleep halfway through Dune. This man's 81 with a stutter, and he gets more stuff done in a day than a lesbian Scientologist. He is very, very productive. 18 appearances in 9 cities in 8 days? No, I can't do that. New Maris poll has Biden up by 2 points. So it's a good thing the polls don't matter. Am I right, folks? Yeah. But after all of this mishigas, it's still too close to call. And I'm going to remind everybody every day, these are not polls of Americans.
Right.
These are polls of people who pick up their cell phones when they don't know who the caller is.
Yep.
And people who pick up their landline phones. Mm-hmm. How many folks under 30 does that apply to?
Do the math. 0?
Yep.
Yep. Before we were back on the air, you mentioned that Carrie Lake is now speaking at the RNC.
Yep. Carrie Lake has been confirmed as a RNC speaker.
Good for her. But Governor Ron DeSantis has been said, no, you're not allowed to. That's all.
I think Governor Nikki Haley's been told that. I think Ron DeSantis is speaking.
No.
DeSantis too?
USA Today reports that plans for DeSantis to be only in the periphery of the convention. He's scheduled to participate in Moms for Liberty panel discussion and breakfast with his state delegation.
I'm seeing stories from yesterday saying Ron DeSantis will get an RNC speaking slot after a change in schedule.
Oh, so his people complained.
Yeah.
I bet some of his delegates complained.
Yeah, change of plans. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis now poised to speak at GOP convention.
There you go. Because,
Nikki Haley is not invited. That's
right.
The crazy thing.
Exactly.
Nikki Haley, the one person who should be Donald Trump's running mate.
Yeah.
A smart Republican Party. You're Reagan and you pull in Bush. You're JFK and you pull in LBJ. This woman was getting a third of the vote in some Republican cities in the primaries a month after she dropped out. At the very least, she was netting 25% of the Republican vote against Donald Trump. She is the only choice for a unity candidate, but they're stupid. And they want someone like Doug Burgum, who makes Trump look sexy, rather than someone like Nikki Haley, who can help Donald Trump get more votes. And in the case of Nikki Haley, I should point out, she took all that money from all those Republicans by lying to them that she was the alternative to Trump. And now she's endorsing him and giving all of her delegates over. But the very fact that they didn't make her the running mate shows that this is about Trump's ego. They're not concerned with winning.
Oh, I agree. And the fact that when she did turn over her delegate, when she told the delegates, please vote for Donald Trump. A lot of them were like, nope.
Not voting
for him. I'm voting for Biden.
He's such an awful person. Nikki Haley has had four different official positions on Donald. She was against him and campaigned for Ted Cruz in 2016. Mm-hmm. Then she supported him and worked for him. Then she was against him and ran against him. Now she's for. She's had four different positions on supporting Donald Trump. And the media still talks about this lady like she's a smart adult. Seriously, man. They're so awful. They're so corrosively bad. We're the majority. We just have to get the high turnout. Right. America, you really want France to be better at keeping fascists out than us in this century.
Thank you.
So far, they got a better track record.
Yeah, they do. And England as well. I mean, this is happening more and more across Europe, which is fantastic news for the West. You mentioned Trump's, quote, anti-war stuff. I find that amusing as well.
Oh, Joey. Yeah. Well, the new lie is no wars under Trump. Have you folks seen this on social? Chris, have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
No wars under Trump.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't had a new war legally since December of 1941, you imbeciles.
Thank you.
But I got so tired of the very people who 20 years ago were calling us un-American because we didn't want to get on board with Bush and Cheney's evil war and occupation for profit.
Mm-hmm.
And now we were proven right and they hated us even more. And now these are the people, these warmongers, who are saying, oh, Biden's still got all these wars going on, not under Trump. Okay, Putin, who you're not allowed to criticize, Republicans, started the war. Israel and Hamas has been going on for many, many years.
Right.
Joe Biden has nothing to do with any of this. And again, these people saying Trump didn't start any wars, Donald Trump put on a cute little miniskirt and got some pom-poms and cheered for Vladimir Putin's evil war and called it genius and savvy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of got started, Jody, and wrote like a whole list of 22 different ways that Donald Trump was never an anti-war president. So it got a little long, but there's so much evidence.
Yeah, I mean, it's you're right. And when the president was blamed for the withdrawal out of Afghanistan, which we all wanted, that was Donald's plan, and he was just fulfilling. And they remember when Donald left the White House, they didn't do a good transition with the current president, so there was a lot of stuff that they had to catch up with, because a normal president would have said, here's a transition team, this is what we're doing, these are the plans, blah 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 blah. And Donald just I do not understand anybody that's undecided. Can you explain that to me?
Sure. Every Taliban that was shooting at our troops as they left Afghanistan was put there by Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo.
Exactly.
Donald Trump and Mike Pompeo freed 5,000 Taliban who had been sitting in Pakistani prisons.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not all of it. I mean, Donald Trump was the first president to bomb Syria.
Mm-hmm.
In Iraq and Syria alone, Trump drone strikes killed over 13,000 civilians, according to Air Wars. Biden stopped all that. Trump bombed Yemen. Trump bombed Somalia. Trump assassinated a foreign military leader. Trump threatened to invade Venezuela. Trump threatened nuclear war against North Korea because he is stupid. Donald Trump relaxed the rules of engagement in Afghanistan, which doubled the civilian casualties. And he pulled out of the Iran nuke treaty, even though our military was begging him not to because Iran was complying. Donald Trump invited the Taliban to Camp David for 9/11. He is not an anti-war president. He increased the troop levels in Afghanistan by 25%. And not to put too fine a point on it, brothers and sisters, he launched a terrorism attack on the U.S. Capitol to stop democracy and end our 240-year peaceful transfer of power. No, Donald Trump was not the peace candidate.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You rock. I need to start memorizing things that you say. It is 48 minutes after the hour. We will be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with John Fugelsang.
The whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson,
yay!
From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now.
No.
Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love
everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry. Yeah. You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, you know, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have three children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural, you know, solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. And it's only because I know Tina and I'm name dropping her. She's a helper like I am. Yes. It is justthrivehealth.com. Tina, what a thrill to meet you and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and healthcare. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
I am not Stephanie Miller. It is 53 minutes after the hour. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller with Chris Lavoie and John Fugelsang. You have some breaking news about RFK Jr. and the accusation against him?
I mean, I don't want to slow the momentum here or nothing for RFK. But yeah, here's the headline. It turns out that one of the women who accused him of sexual assault, he wrote a text apologizing to her. He wrote a text apologizing to a woman who accused him of sexual assault. This will not hurt him with voters in swing states who just want Trump.
Very true. Very, very true. But that's just, is this a recent text or was it the time? Is that the reporting?
The story just broke
that, and this is, and Michelangelo Signorelli of SiriusXM Progress sent this to me, but it's in the Washington Post today that the woman who accused him of sexual assault, that he texted her late at night, apologizing and saying he didn't remember it, and any harm he caused was inadvertent.
Wow. So he did it. Whatever she says.
The second worst sexual abuser running for president this year.
Yeah. And dog eater, apparently.
And dog eater, apparently. Yeah. But he said he went on Chris Cuomo. And by the way, wasn't that a summit? He went on Chris Cuomo and said he had never eaten people. And I'm like, well, you lost me with the dog eating, but you won me back by not being a cannibal. I'm a very
He's never had
man.
Soylent Green. He's never had Soylent Green.
So many. Listen, if the Biden White House is afraid of RFK Jr., if anyone's afraid of RFK Jr., he could take away votes in the swing states. It's the only reason he's running. I used to admire him very much. Same. I loved Ring of Fire Radio. He's done my show. I've worked with him before. Just Google RFK Jr.'s first wife. I don't even want to tell the story. Just Google his first wife. And if the White House is nervous, they'll tweet, Google RFK Jr.'s first wife. Because, you know, after Me Too, there's stuff that men shouldn't be able to charm away.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah. And I say this as a horrible man, by the way, as a horrible, awful person who's not saying he's better than anyone else. But I never drove anyone to death. And, you know, Tim Scaife, the number one donor to Donald Trump, is the number one donor to RFK Jr.
Exactly.
This entire campaign exists to strip votes away from Biden-Harris in seven states.
Now, I think RFK is going to take votes away from Trump more than Biden because of his anti-vax stuff and things like that. And
yeah, maybe.
You know?
I don't know. I've heard that theory. A lot of people say it. I just think he's in it to hurt Biden. If RFK was going to hurt Trump, Mellon would not be giving RFK money.
Oh, I agree with you on that. I do.
At my gym, RFK goes to my gym.
In jeans and with no shirt.
Right. But the people who have befriended him since his announcement are the more Trumpy people at my gym. Sure. So I do see it in real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's an anecdote that is worthy, I think. Let's see. Hi, Julie in New Hampshire, you're going to the show tomorrow?
Heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted. Oh, yeah. And, of course, I splurged for the meet and grope.
Atta girl.
Hey.
And, you know, I just really love all you guys. My sister turned me on to you a few years ago, and I never looked back. But I just want to say that about last night's presser, this is how I looked at it. One man gave a master class on foreign policy while another met with a dictator. The choice is not hard, folks.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. Have a great time tomorrow night. Yeah, I mean, she's absolutely right. He met with Orban again. Twice as a non-president he's met with him now that we know of.
Meet with a dictator while Biden is helping our allies keep a dictator out of their country.
Exactly.
I mean, look. Donald Trump said it again this week that he will not help our allies if Russia chooses to invade them.
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a time when people who put American flag emojis on their profile cared about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That is no longer the flag of our nation. They have taken that flag as their tribal insignia, and it just means them and no one else. That's what Christian nationalism is. Patriotism is a healthy and appropriate love of your country.
Sure.
God bless America. Christian nationalism is God bless America. And everyone else can go to hell. Screw you all.
Yeah,
and
no, you're absolutely right. No, it's frightening. And Project 2025 is all behind it, amongst other things. And it's very, very scary. John Fugel saying thank you so much for being with us for the hour.
Now zoom on to the airport.
Now off to the airport with you.
Off to the airport, but I'll be on live tonight with our old pal Frank Conniff, TV's Frank of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And next week we'll be doing coverage of the horrible, miserable RNC in Milwaukee when Donald Trump picks a running mate that inspires no one. Please, tune in.
Beautiful. Safe travels. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Lisa Hale, host of New Wisco Weekend, which premieres this Saturday. And it's Friday, which means Terry Barr drops in with great tunes and great conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.